your eyes to the skies. It's time for Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.
Indeed, it's time for Spaced Out. We're speaking to the one and only Josh Araki from Te Whatu Stardome. Kia ora, Josh.
Kia ora, how's it going?
Oh, kei te pe here. Oh, I'm kei te pai. I was about to say kei te pe here koe. Kei te pai, kei te pai, kei te pe here koe.
How you doing? Me hoki o. I'm very good too. Can I just say that song that you were just playing, I thought that that was like our new intro and I was like, wow, I'm loving this. Super, super funky and spacey.
Maybe we got to switch it up. We can switch it up. We got to put Te Whatu in there anyway, so we'll see what we can do. We got our Wiz Max in the
book. I love it.
I love this tune too. I love this tune too. And I love Spaced Out. We get to talk about all about space, which is awesome. And you sent through some really cool ones today. This first one, NASA fuels up their SLS rocket ahead of the launch window for Artemis 2 next week. It's a literal live feed of them fueling up.
Yes, yeah. So this is the last final step, essentially. It's the last big test before the first crewed launch. So yeah, they are currently, as we speak, they're fueling up this rocket for Artemis 2. They're doing what's called a wet dress rehearsal. So essentially you do everything that you would do on launch day. You do the countdown, you fuel the rocket, and then in the last 10 seconds, you basically stop. So NASA's doing that right now, basically, and they're simulating that potential first launch, which, could be Monday, Tuesday. So it's getting very real now.
That's so wicked. So they don't put a definite day on it, but it's like either Monday or Tuesday that launch could happen.
Yeah, so basically it depends on how this test goes at the moment. So if they run through this test and everything's all green, that means that they could potentially launch on Monday, Tuesday in New Zealand. If they have issues, they'll troubleshoot it, and it means they're probably going to miss that launch window. But, you know, that's fine. That happens all the time, and that just means that they're going to try again probably in March. So another month wait, but, yeah, I've got my fingers crossed, and I am hoping that this test goes well tonight and that they can actually, you know, get these people to the moon on Monday or Tuesday.
That's insane. Is there, obviously, this is in the Northern Hemisphere, is there, like, a better season for launching rockets than other seasons? Because they're in winter right now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they are. It's quite cold. I mean, that was actually one of their delays. Is in Florida, they had a huge storm in America, that big winter storm. So they had to delay the test because, you know, when it's really, really cold, you usually don't want to be fueling up rockets. But in terms of actually going to the moon, the launch windows, it really depends on what you want to see. So if you launch to the moon at a certain phase, depending on, you know, what phases and when you get there, that's going to determine when you want to launch, what you want to be illuminated, or what you want to see on the daytime side, essentially. But yeah, NASA, they've got about 5 days each month for the next 3 months, and those are the 5 days of the launch windows. So yeah, really hoping that they can do it next week, but if not, they'll try again in March.
That is so epic. And this next story is a bit of a doozy, a bit of a sad one. The Mars Maven spacecraft has lost contact with Earth, and it's potentially lost in space. And they have a photo of this. You have a photo, on the article you sent us, they have a photo of it, and it looks like what they put with obituaries, almost. It's like a spacecraft like floating in front of space. It's like at its best peak. What's this all about? This is so sad.
add a vignette to the photo, and it's like a funeral. So this is a NASA spacecraft called MAVEN, and it's been in orbit around Mars for the last 11 years, so it's one of the older spacecraft. Basically what we know is that last December, as the spacecraft is going around Mars, occasionally as the spacecraft go behind Mars, they lose contact with Earth for about, 45 minutes an hour. Very, very normal. But what happened was it re-emerged from the side of the planet, from Mars, and it didn't phone home. So NASA didn't pick up any signals. They got a tiny bit of data. But what they could tell is that they believe that the spacecraft was spinning or even tumbling. Something might have hit it or something, but since then they haven't been able to re-establish contact with it. So they're still trying to hopefully get in contact with it, but it's unfortunately likely that we might have lost another spacecraft at Mars.
Oh, where? Rest in peace, MAVEN. Rest in peace, MAVEN. Does this happen quite often to spacecrafts, or is this a rare?
Every few years, we lose a spacecraft on Mars. It's always a somewhat sad thing because, these spacecrafts have, MAVEN, for example, has done a lot of work on understanding Mars's atmosphere and, you know, why is Mars this cold desert that we know today? It's given us a wealth of information. But, you know, in saying that, MAVEN was designed to last for 2 years, and it's, you know, been in orbit around Mars for 11 years.
Wow.
So it's well outlived its life expectancy, and it's done an amazing job. But, yeah, I mean, when we do lose these things, it does have a bit of a knock-on effect to other Mars missions. For example, the Mars rovers, they actually use a lot of the orbiters to relay information. They often don't talk directly to Earth. So losing an orbiter means that sometimes you lose a bit of bandwidth, a bit of data coming back to Earth, and they'll, yeah, have to reroute it to different spacecraft. So, yeah, you always need a couple spacecraft around in orbit around Mars to get more data from the rovers on the surface.
Damn, rest in peace, MAVEN. Pour one out for MAVEN one time.
Pour one out for MAVEN.
Well, I pray that we never lose contact with you, Josh Araki. Thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Have a good one, Ewa.
All right, you too. Ka kite.
Control, we are docked. That was Spaced Out on 95 BFM, thanks to the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium.